Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. New Year's Eve at Mar-a-Lago.
Well, I just want everybody to be happy, healthy, and well. Thank you.
President-elect Trump heading into a New Year's Eve bash at his Florida golf estate asked if Congressman Mike Johnson has enough support to hold on as House Speaker.
I think they'll support Speaker Johnson. I think we're going to have a great time in Washington, and I think we're going to get great support. He's the one that can win right now. People like him. Almost everybody likes him. Others are very good, too, but they have 30 or 40 people that don't like him, so that's pretty tough.
He said he will be attending next week's funeral for former President Carter. The electric power utility on Puerto Rico says it's restored power to 500,000 homes and businesses, leaving two-thirds still in the dark. They had an island-wide power outage. With the new year comes a cap of $2,000 on prescription drug costs for Medicare pensioners, expected to save them hundreds of dollars each year. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Gordon Jenkins.
The snow makes teardrops on my window. The wind blows memories through my heart. And I am all alone on New Year's Eve. The time I need you most of all. The gay ones don their silly paper hats and blow their stupid little horns. At midnight they will all be singing all. The sad ones sit alone before the fire and sip a glass of lonely wine. I wish you a happy new year, darling. May special things for you that I would do if I were there. I loved the days we spent together before the old year lost its shine. I'll keep that memory locked within my heart. That happy new year, you were mine. Another
one from Gordon Jenkins.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight, a few flurries around, but no impacts whatsoever on any festivities you may have planned. We'll see temperatures dropping to the upper teens to near 20 degrees, a northwest breeze. New Year's Day, clouds with highs in the lower 20s. It's 24 at our studios.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jade, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Happy New Year. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff wishing you the best for 2025, especially curated. Matinair on air coming up for you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The clocks are wound. I dust a chair. I wash my hair. I wouldn't dare to let my foolish fancy wander to the past. My life's a play with just one person in the cast. Although it's true, there once were two, his eyes were blue. And his smile was brighter than noon. But still I sent him away too soon. He was young and strong. Take a plane to see the same, or go to Spain for tea. But when it's time to leave, I weaken. I realize that I must stay.
Robin Redd with Gordon Jenkins Orchestra. Edie Gourmet.
So you ran into my former fiancé. You saw him dancing last night. in some cafe. And there are so many things I'm just dying to know. How did he look? Did he seem happy? While they were dancing, did he whisper things in her ear? And did he light her a cigarette? Was he attentive? With me.
Gordon Jenkins, I did some research on Gordon some years ago. The guy can write some real weepers, but in real life, he was a big cut-up. He had an office right next to the elevator, and you never knew what pranks would await you when that elevator door opened. Back at the Capitol offices. Time for a weeper, huh? We're not alone.
Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased at life as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dream, the splendid things I plan, I always built to last on weak and shifting sand. I live by night and shun the naked light of day, and only now I see how the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wayward pleasures lay in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast the time and knew that life
yesterday the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were a wand, and never saw the waste and emptiness beyond. The game of love I played with arrogance and pride, and every flame I lit too quickly, quickly died. The friends I made all seem somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. Yesterday, so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday when I was young.
Ada Gourmet. Now off to Times Square, New York City.
Jeremy, it's great to see you.
Always blessing you. And hi, Corey.
Hi, Corey.
You're somewhere out there. Mike, I'm borrowing this hat later.
All right. Good. Get out of here. Get out of here. He's got to go. But keep filming, because I want you to see these people over here. Where's Australia? Where's Australia? There's Australia. There's Australia. They didn't know each other before tonight, and now they're going to travel together. They're going to make New Year's resolutions together. This is amazing. And these people are asleep, but don't pay any attention to them. Okay, on the count of three, a great big Happy New Year's. Ready? One, two, three. Happy New Year!
Yeah, we never been here before.
Ah, what can happen to you in one day? What do you think you're gonna do?
New York, New York, a wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the battery's down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
Places to visit are so many, so the guidebooks say. I told my grandpa I wouldn't miss on any, and we got just one day. Gotta see the whole town right from Yonkers on down to the bay in just one day.
New York, New York, the wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the battery down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
The Empire State.
Bonnie.ca. The Chrysler Building so tall and so gray. When you're walking down the street in New York and you haven't got a friend in town, then a funny thing can happen. A funny thing can happen when you look at all the buildings all around. A funny thing can happen. A funny thing can happen. If you let those lonely buildings get you down, you get the skyscraper blues. The skyscraper blues. You get the feeling they're hemming you in. The Empire State, the RCA, the Chrysler Building so tall and so gray. They're looming bold and high against the cold gray sky. And a funny thing can happen. A funny thing can happen if you let those lonesome buildings get you down. You get the skyscraper blues, the tall building blues. The wind comes whipping round them with a moan. It's murder to lose those skyscraper blues when you walk in New York alone. A million faces swarm all around you. You search them for a friendly smile or two, but they're only empty faces that surround you. And you know they're as lonesome as you. Got the skyscraper blues, the tall building blues. The wind comes whipping round you with a moan. Yes, it's murder to lose those skyscraper blues when you walk in New York.
There's another Gordon Jenkins classic, a favorite.
Oh, I was so worried that
you... I didn't even have time to get dressed. I didn't get to sleep until 5.
I didn't sleep at all.
Oh, now listen carefully.
Yes?
If everything goes right, and
yes.
I mean for both of us, in 6 months... Here, I started to write it out.
Should I read it now?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Darling, that's me?
Mm-hmm.
You have a date, my beloved, July the 1st at 5 o'clock. But you don't say where.
Well, you name the place and I'll obey.
I don't know. I can't think. How about the top of the Empire State Building?
Oh, yes, that's perfect. It's the nearest thing to heaven we have in New York.
Right. The 102nd floor. And don't forget to take the elevator.
No, I won't. Darling, if things don't work out...
Don't talk like that. I'm not listening.
But just in case one of
we'll
us is...
We'll both be there. Hold the thought.
Hold the thought. Take care.
Take care. I don't need entertaining.
You wouldn't care to step into a waltz as the old year dies, would you, Mr. Case?
Yes, I would. I'd love it. There's a conspiracy against you and me, child.
What's that?
A vested interest.
I know.
They won't let you have any fun, and they won't give me time to think.
I suppose, like the great fathead you are, you told Father all your little hopes and dreams.
Hmm?
Pretty disappointing.
You know, I painted you like that with the shawl. I wish you could have seen it. Courbet said it was one of my best. I didn't think I could ever part with it. But, well, there's no reason to keep it any longer, and I couldn't take money for it because, well, you know. So, Courbet told me a young woman came into the gallery and she liked it. She saw in it what I hoped you'd see, so I told Courbet to give it to her. Because he said she didn't have any money, and not only that, she was... Anyway, I told him to give it to her. Courbet said she wanted it so badly, and so I told him to give it to her. You know, it's the Christmas season and all that, and you know me, holly in my heart. Why didn't you tell me? If it had to happen to one of us, why did it have to be you?
Leo McCarey, the director, he wrote that. The story goes that while he was waiting for scenes to be set up, he would sit at the piano and compose, and he composed
Thank you. Dad.
Tell him about the radio show. Go ahead.
Dad.
You want to hear it? Go ahead. Tell him. Christmas Eve, he phones in one of those radio call-in shows, tells them, I need a new wife.
Oh, you're kidding. That's so sweet.
Now he's obsessed with this one woman who wrote me.
You serious?
Yeah, she wants to meet me at the top of the Empire State Building.
On Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's like that movie.
What movie?
An Affair to Remember. Did you ever see it? Oh, God. Cary Grant and Deborah Carr. Is it Carr or Kerr?
Kerr.
Okay. She's going to meet him at the top of the Empire State Building. Only she got hit by a taxi. And he waited and waited. And it was raining, I think. And then she's too proud to tell him that she's, crippled. And he's too proud to find out why she doesn't come. But he comes to see her anyway. I forget why, but oh. Oh, it's so amazing when he comes to see her. Because he doesn't even notice that she doesn't get up to say hello. And he's very bitter. And you think that he's just gonna walk out the door and never know why. She's just lying there, you know, like on the couch with this blanket over her shriveled little legs. And
well, you are right.
She's fine.
And suddenly he goes, oh, I saw the painting. And he like goes to the bedroom. And he looks and he comes out and he looks at her and he kind of just, they know, and then they hug and it's, oh
God. That's a chick's movie.
I would say so. Now, what kind of a person would write to someone they heard on the radio?
Oh, I got hundreds of letters from women all over the country.
Desperate women.
Just because someone is looking for a nice guy, it doesn't make them desperate.
How about rapacious and love-starved?
No.
It is easier to be killed by a terrorist than to find a husband after the
age of 40. That is absolutely untrue.
Right, honey. Right.
The music of the stars. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Lou Regani on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Our love affair is a wondrous thing. That we'll rejoice in remembering. Our love was born with our first embrace, and a page was torn out of time and space. Our love affair, may it always be a flame to burn through eternity. So take my hand with a fervent prayer that we
the crossroads of the world, Times Square. Live coverage. Right here on the Civic Media Network. Thank you for joining us, and may I suggest, while the opportunity exists, join me on...
Now let's check in with the party in the square.
Sunday mornings.
Jeremy Hassel. Jeremy, what is the status on the dance floor out there, buddy?
The rain's not stopping anything. So what's up? New York City, how we feeling? We still here? We are still here. And the best thing about 2025 is it's a chance for all of us to get better and do new things. And I can meet some new people. So tell me your names and where you're from.
My name is Panjani, and I'm from Zambia, Southern Africa.
Okay, not Zambia, Queens?
No, Zambia.
Okay, I just checked a second. And you?
I'm Juan Sapiri from Zambia as well, yeah.
I have a feeling you two know each other.
Yeah, we just met, like, last week, yeah.
Oh, hold up, New York City and the world. So whose idea was it to come to Times Square?
It's both our ideas. We came here as a bunch of us, but the rest of them left because of the rain.
I could fall in love with the proper stranger.
Did you hear?
If I heard the bells and the banjos ring.
Okay, now, tell us, how was New Year's in Lakuchi, Florida?
If
last
to
year?
Certain eyes with the look of danger. Smile a welcome, warm as spring.
Is that what you thought it would be like today?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Empire.
If the tom-tom in my heart sounded out a warning, don't let her walk through the door. This is the one you've been waiting for. Oh, yes, I know. However wild it seems, you know I know. And I'd whisper, take my hand, proper stranger. Don't go through life as a stranger. For I'm a poor, proper stranger to
in the night, exchanging glances, wondering in the night, what were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through.
Jamie Manero's, make some noise for Jamie.
Something in your eyes was so exciting, something in your smile was so inviting, something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night, up to the moment when we said our first hello. Little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing
dance away. And
offers an amazing community.
Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out all right. For strangers in the night. Two strangers in the night. Oh, me, do me, do me, do me, do me.
And continue my journey to get strong.
I mean, that. I think that's such a great goal, is just to be stronger than the year before,
right?
Because I think it's all about those, it's the baby steps, right?
Yes.
A small step ends up becoming a habit, which
every
ends up becoming
counts.
Stronger. Yes.
That's right.
I think that's really awesome. So we're going to read, what is your personal wish, though?
You and the stars were the gifts you gave to the dark. Skies to the dark and the end of the skies.
Next up, Seth MacFarlane.
That face, that wonderful face. It shines, it glows all over the place. And how I love to watch it change expressions. Each look becomes the prize of my possessions. I love that face, it just isn't fair. You must forgive the way that I stare. For never will these eyes behold a sight that could replace that face, that face. My crazy heart in such a tangle. It drives me simply wild from every angle. I love those eyes, those lips, that fabulous smile. She laughs and spring goes right out of style. For never will these eyes behold a sight that could replace that face, that face, that face. Such grace, your place, my place, that face.
Seth MacFarlane and Joel McNeely's Big Band. Next up, Cary Grant. Happy New Year, everybody. Back to Times Square in a moment.
Your health, my friend. And here's to you. Chin Chin, my friend. And Dean Skoll, too. votre santé. All life through. And via con Dios. God go with you. Good times, my friend. Shalom, shalom. Bless your family. And bless your home. Ciao.
Viva.
Pace.
Salut.
Nostrovia.
Rosi.
Lachaim.
Risi.
Yassi.
Schlante.
Kampai. Kung Hee Fat Joy. And Auld Lang Syne. My friend, here's to you.
Good evening, friends, and stick around. The Ball in Times Square, it's going to be a brand new one. New York's filled with tourists tonight. Join us on Facebook, Music of the Stars. And a big salute to all our affiliates all over the Civic Media Radio Network.
Like I do.
where you search for the magic we share, just us two.
Times Square. It's raining.
Irvine Wilson. Patrizia, ciao dall'Italia.
7, 8. And let's see what's happening there. Happy upcoming New Year's, or Happy New Year if it's there already. Fifth Avenue snowflake. A beautiful snowflake here. Thank you so much, Daryl. So we are moving. This is Fifth Avenue. It's 50 degrees right now. The temperature is absolutely awesome. For December 31st, temperature is good. It's just that the rain will not be. So who knows? Maybe the miracle won't happen. And then the rain will bypass our area. That would be so cool.
Glenn Miller Orchestra. It's been 80 years this month since the music died. Glenn would say, Happy New Year, everybody.
Listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A man here in New York City is on a hospital critical list for the new year. Another is spending it in jail after a man was shoved into the path of an oncoming subway train.
Right at the last second, right in front of the train. Just shoved right in front of the train.
This woman saw the whole thing.
The older man who was pushed just walked slowly right onto the platform, perfect timing. The other man who pushed him was just walking slowly towards him and shoved him the last second.
The accused attacker in custody. U.S. officials met with interim authorities in Damascus as Syria heads into 2025 following the ouster of the dictator al-Assad. The officials took to social media to say they raised the need to protect U.S. citizens and ascertain the fate of disappeared American citizens with those Syrian officials. College football playoffs. Penn State drubbed Boise State 31-14 to advance to the semifinals. There are three more games on tap for New Year's Day Wednesday. This is ABC News.
I'm James.